This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Temperatures rising. That's the case. This song is dedicated to the global warming folks. Temperatures are rising, and they are. It becomes old. And as a matter of fact, I find myself saying the same thing over and over again. So we can apply whatever logic we want to what happened in Hawaii and what's happening on the planet. And then, you know, you can decide who to worship after that. Speaking of people to worship, Jennifer Horn is here along with Jay Kirshner. Yes, I worship the ground you ladies walk on. Hoo-hee. Ah.
Mm. That's time.
What? Really, that's very nice of you, Jennifer, to say that.
I'd like my palm fronds, and Jay would like her frozen grapes, so we'll wait
really?
Here.
I have, you know, actually, Megan loves, my daughter has been here for 3 weeks, and they went home for the weekend. She and I found in the freezer upstairs and downstairs grapes. She loves to freeze grapes.
Oh, they're delicious.
And I've always wondered, I like them too, but what's the benefit?
It takes the place of like a popsicle, probably.
Oh.
Plus sugar.
Okay, got it. All right. Sugar is sweet, my love, and so are you. And speaking of sweetness, first 10 callers right now get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, 800-419-DOUG. That's it, 800-419-3684. Take a trip on me, in a manner of speaking. One of the things that we do during the course of this hour as we begin the week, or reviewing what happened last week and some of the things we talked about that are connected to the charts from Talkers Magazine, who's having what number one last week, Trump's legal battles. I noticed that his legal defense fund launched, and we always have these conversations with Jennifer because she's really up on top of it. I'm not saying, Jay, that you aren't. I'm not, frankly. So I turn it to the two of you, but Jennifer, because she does more of a political show in the mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles after she's here, and is the number one most popular radio personality in Los Angeles at the moment, and probably continuing on now until the 12th of never. The idea that he has a legal defense fund, which is different, apparently, you can help me understand this, than his campaign fund, and the fact that people are concerned about the ethical questions that are raised by all of this, you know, they're going to be the Trump detractors who will say, oh, look, that big typo. When they did you see that, Jennifer?
Yeah, it was an apostrophe omission,
right.
Essentially.
Yeah, like a big deal.
Right. It said support Donald Trump's Patriot Legal Defense Fund instead of Trump apostrophe S.
Right. All right. So, anyway, excuse me. I don't know how much further you can go with this.
Well, I think the story
the
is that
stuff over and over
Trump
again.
Has gained a lot of support. The more that the government is coming after him, the more he is picking up in support. You've seen that in the polls. Ron DeSantis was beating him in January in a lot of the polls, and now Trump is ahead by 40 points over everybody else.
Well, that's in part. I'll give you that to a point. But the other point is that people are figuring out what a kind of a doofus
But if
DeSantis
they didn't like DeSantis, there's also a lot of other people in the race. And
yeah.
Trump is gaining support where everyone else is fighting for a small amount of support. And so I think the reason that people are jumping into Trump's camp is because even if they were looking for someone else, they feel like he's being persecuted. And so they're jumping in. They're supporting him in big numbers. The money going to Donald Trump has been big, but so have his legal bills. So what they're trying to set up is a legal defense fund that will not suck away funds from the campaign, because I think when people are donating to Trump, they just think it can go into one giant coffer. And so he's looking, or at least his people are looking, for people to not only donate to his campaign.
Why do people donate to campaigns?
But they also earmark what they want their donations to go towards
totally.
Specifically.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it may be you don't want to admit, maybe you were one of those people who was like, well, I don't know if I want more of Trump. But then as the year went on and you saw everything coming against him, then you're one of the ones who want to support his legal fund rather than a presidential race. So there is a definition, but they are going to be watching this because they're going to want to see if there's cross mingling. You can't tell me that the IRS is not going to be all over this.
Of course, especially this IRS. All right, now speaking about the IRS and stories that continue, Hunter Biden was number two last week on the countdown. I noticed that now that Merrick Garland has elevated David Weiss to special counsel status, Republicans in Congress are opposing this. And why would that be? I would think all the Republicans would want to go get Hunter Biden.
Because this is a tactic by Merrick Garland to essentially protect Hunter Biden. So David Weiss is the one who created that deal, which would have given all future immunity to Hunter Biden, regardless of anything that he would have done. That was why Republicans didn't like this plea deal that he had taken that the judge broke apart. And he was the one who negotiated that. So now, after telling everybody he had all the power he needed, he came back and said, well, no, I need more power now. I'm a special prosecutor. So Merrick Garland lets him do it. That means that Republicans who want more information in regards to Hunter Biden or anybody that the DOJ, as I'll put air quotes around, looking at, they're going to be stonewalled. So they're not going to get any more information because it's now special counsel status. So basically, it's more protection that'll drag things out probably until after the election, and which it shouldn't be about the politics. It should be about, did the guy commit a crime? And we shouldn't be helping him out.
Everything's about that politics. Stuff. You know that.
We've got to get out of this mode where it's not just about politics. Is it... something good or something bad? Did Trump break the law? Did he not? Did Biden break the law? Did he not? Let's get to it and get on with it. It's like we just drag it all out.
All right. So the ups and downs of this, talking about Trump and how more people are supporting him, according to the info that you have, because of the persecution of him up and down and sideways. Now, that seems to not be the case with Hunter Biden and his father, to the point where there are a number of Democrats, not just Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but now this kid, who looks like a kid anyway, Dean Phillips, I don't know much about him. He's going to challenge President Biden for the nomination. He says that the probe into his son has, quote, compromised the president's image. And I agree with him 100%. The father can't, this is a double negative, so I'll turn it to a positive. He has to know what's going on with his son. It just doesn't make any sense when you see how close they are for him not to know anything about anything.
Of course that's true, and he's lied about not knowing, but that's not the crime. The crime is, did he set up the scenario for his son? That's what I'm worried about.
Well, does that bring more...
from the beginning that Joe Biden's a liar, he's racist, he's done some really bad things. Fine, he tells us he doesn't talk to his son, he lied about that, but did he defraud the country? That's what I want to know. Did he use taxpayer dollars?
Well, I don't really... I'm with you on that.
That is the most important question in all of...
There are a lot of important questions about Trump and Biden, which brings about the potential for people to run against them. And we don't have a Republican president now. One wonders how this all will reflect on the Republican Party as they go into an election process. And the same is true on the Democratic side. This fellow Representative Dean Phillips says that the news every day, day in, day out, is something that will not only corrupt the business of Hunter being corrupt, certainly changes the image of his father, and you certainly maintain all along that you think he's corrupt anyway. So Phillips was being interviewed, I think, on Meet the Press. I don't think the president is corrupt. I think the investigation will show that. But this is an important part of the image, and the image is doing him in essence. We live in a partisanship era, and this son being attached to this president, people are concerned, and he puts that in quotation marks, too. So this guy looks like just another politician to me. But then, and he was interviewed by Chuck Todd, one of the great interviewers, Jennifer and Jay, of our time. I think we all know that Chuck is the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. And nobody, he can't do it, so apparently nobody can, under the circumstances. Anyway.
Nobody wants to. What happened to all of those kids, all of those young students in kindergarten, first grade who do that video? Do you remember doing that video of, here's what I want to be when I grow up? How many said president?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Now, and astronauts. Nobody says that.
And anymore. Police officers.
Yeah, nobody says that either.
By the way, there's a big NASA launch this week at Cape Kennedy. That'll be interesting to watch. We'll talk about that during the course of the week. At any rate, I mean, I don't know who this guy is, but I'm making a point here that really what's going on with Biden and his family is less than desirable for the Democrats. Now, here's another important Democrat, Joe Manchin, who says he's thinking about becoming an independent. What that will do, well, there are a couple of independents. They tend to vote with the Democrats. Certainly Bernie is one of them. Who are the other? There's a couple more.
Angus King was one.
Right.
Bernie was one.
But
they caucus with Democrats or Republican. Well, in this case, both Democrats. So it doesn't necessarily
matter. Is Sinema?
Sinema is an independent now. You're right. Yep.
Yeah. What did you say, Jay?
I didn't.
I'm hearing things. I'm listening.
I know. I was like, maybe I missed it, too.
All right. So anyway, you got these people. So what do they do for the balance of power? What happens?
Maybe that you thought it was Jay. So that what I was just saying is that they caucus with whatever party. In this case, all three of them are caucusing with the Democrats, the ones I just mentioned and the ones you mentioned. So it kind of adds to their total. I think Joe Manchin is looking at how to save himself because he is running against the former governor of West Virginia for Senate. And that guy is a very popular Republican. West Virginia is super duper red. And so, you know, I think Joe Manchin's looking at what could be disrupting his gravy train. And so I think the move to independent is an interesting one, both in his Senate race, but also the prospects that he's another one they say may jump into the presidential race.
I remember when Joe Lieberman, remember him? I loved I loved him. He was a senator from Connecticut. Wasn't he nominated as president?
He was vice presidential alongside of
with Al
John
Gore.
Kerry, or Gore and Lieberman.
Was it? Yeah. At any rate. So more politics. Hoo-ah. It's 18 after with Jen, Jay, and Doug on Good Day.
News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
There's so much misinformation out there about hybrids and EVs. I wanted to know if you'll be buying tires more often if you own an EV or hybrid. Here's AAA's Greg Brandon with his final answer.
Hybrids, they wear tires perhaps slightly faster than a regular vehicle. They're not tremendously heavier than a regular vehicle. So tires, not so much of a major concern. Brakes, not a concern at all. Brakes on a hybrid are rarely used. The only concern that you have around brakes on a hybrid is making sure they stay lubricated so whenever you actually need them, they'll work. So that's one of the services that are there. And then, so I don't know that it holds true for hybrids, but if you have that same conversation with battery electrics, it absolutely holds true. They do go through tires a lot more quickly, and there are, some maintenance issues that you need to consider.
Check out my articles on CarPro.com. I can help you decide if a hybrid or EV is a good choice for you. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? I'll be.
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fools give their hearts much too soon.
There's a version of this by the let me think what the name of the group is. Yeah, remember Jennifer, when we used to do the Jive Aces? Wasn't that the name of the group?
Yeah,
remember something from England? Yeah. Didn't they do a version of this song that we loved?
I thought it was the Drifters.
No. Just James.
Oh, no.
Don't confuse the matter with what you don't know, please.
With facts. Or no facts.
No, it wasn't the Drifters. It was the Jive Aces. If you check out the Jive Aces, that's something you could do, James. If you want to check out the Jive Aces and find that song, and then we put the two of them together, see which one we like better. Ah, how about that for an exciting experiment? Meanwhile, it's social media time. Jennifer and Jay and I into the fight of the century. Mark Zuckerberg says Elon Musk isn't serious about a cage match and it's time to move on.
Ooh, duh. That's the only way to get Elon Musk serious about it. Call right. him out.
Talk All a little right. trash.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Good heavens, what a bunch of nonsense. This shows you how mature these two are. Musk is 52 and Zuckerberg's 39. And he announced on Threads, he's probably the only person that's even looking at Threads now. It went up and down like a jackrabbit. Anyway, so he says, Musk isn't being serious about the fight. He said, quote, "I think we can all agree Elon isn't serious, and it's time to move on. Oh. I offered a real date. Dana White offered to make this a legit competition for charity. Elon won't confirm a date. Then he says he needs surgery, and now he asks to do a practice round in my backyard."
Elon is just funny. See, that's what people don't get. He's just a weirdo, and he's like, I don't know. Yeah. The more that he's gotten attention, the more his sense of humor
stock
makes me laugh.
Right, exactly. Well, he's a strange dude, but listen,
he
a lot of people
have been
very
in his backyard.
This has been going on for 2 or 3 months, hasn't it? The cage match.
Yeah, it's a lot
right?
of bluster. It's a lot of bluster for sure, but it's funny.
So who's connected to the UFC here? They want to do it like it was a UFC match, apparently, or that's what the suggestion was from Zuckerberg, if I remember.
Yeah, I don't watch UFC, but I think Dana White got involved and said, hey, we'll give you like a venue, we'll make this a charitable. We may have all the structure in place. It's not like, you
sure.
know, You right. just go around exactly. and shop the yeah. card of Musk and Zuckerberg.
Bill Graham.
Although,
Page.
I think yeah. Elon Musk, didn't he say he wanted to do it in the Roman Colosseum?
So anyway, apparently Musk has been preparing for the fight by lifting weights. I don't know how that'll have you move around faster. But anyway, he says he's getting an MRI this week of his neck and his upper back. And he said he may have to have surgery before any fight can happen. Right. And how long does it take to recover from having that surgery there?
Just a little while.
For Mr. Musk? Right. Then we had surgery. A friend of mine had 2 days of surgery last week on his back to put rods in to straighten out his discs and stuff. One day to get rid of the gluck that was in there, all the stuff that had fallen apart, and one day to put that stuff in. And I said to him, and this is about nothing that's connected to the fight except the back surgery stuff, you do that and it's going to move, the problem's going to move north or south of where the operation took place. And yep, that's what happened when he did it 10 years ago. Now he did it again because he was just in such horrible shape. Anyway, where's Bruce Lee? Who's going to train these two guys? Right?
Well, Zuckerberg's already in training. I mean, he's like some kind of crazy weapon. He's what is he, a jiu-jitsu champion or I don't know.
Yeah, he's like a black belt. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Elon Musk might need a little training. I'm not sure.
Right. X is clearing out reminders of the past, auctioning off old items associated with the Twitter moniker. 584 items, memorabilia, office furniture, electronics are up for bidding, starting at $25. If you're interested, I guess the sale is going to take place till next month, but I think that would be exciting, right? Go get some Twitter stuff. Oh.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The official death toll from the firestorm in Maui is approaching 100, but with an FBI estimate that less than 5% of the area has been searched, officials are warning the death toll will likely rise. Hawaii Governor Josh Green yesterday.
I've authorized a comprehensive review of what happened in the early hours of the fire and the hours thereafter. We will build back together. We will find out what we could have done to prevent such loss of life. And we are bringing the full force of government to try to do all we can to alleviate suffering.
The blaze that devastated the historic town of Lahaina is now the deadliest U.S. wildfire in over 100 years. Hawaii is Dwayne The Rock Johnson's home.
I'm completely heartbroken over this, and I know all of you are too. Everything that I've seen transpire over these past couple
couple of days, everything that continues to transpire, hour by hour and minute by minute, it's all heartbreaking.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
That's all right, Mama. Any way you do, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, Mama. Any way you do. Well, I'm leaving town, baby. Leaving town for sure. Then you won't be bothered with me.
These are the Drifters with the original version of this song. No, actually, this song was around even before Elvis did it. This song goes, I think, back to the 40s, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does. And maybe even earlier than that. It may have been one of the songs that was connected to some of the early black movements. I'm vaguely remembering some of the stuff talking about it. Way back when I was a disc jerky in the 60s and 70s, that's a long gone memory, and perhaps better. I went in the direction that I went because I'd probably be homeless if I was depending on being a disc jockey surviving what's happened in the last 40 or 45 years to the radio business, and especially now with AI. We're pretty safe here. Although, didn't you tell me, Jennifer Horn, always pleasure to have the company of Jennifer and Jay here on Good Day. Didn't you tell me, Jennifer, you use some kind of AI on your morning program at KRLA? What'd you do?
We did a couple of different experiments. So we did, early on, we did ChatGPT and just had it write, like, you know, a press release or a bio. It gets it right. I mean, scary right. And fast, in about 10 seconds. That's the kind of thing that could replace human beings, especially people who write content and stuff.
Right.
But we just did on Friday. It was crazy. We took, if you can download a minute of someone talking straight to you, so like a Trump video, not a Trump rally, or a Biden video, not a Biden speech, you know, you could take a minute of clean content. You upload it into AI, and AI can tell you anything as those people. So we did it with Joe Biden. The Joe Biden one was much more authentic than Trump. And you can even change the way, like how you can have younger sounding Joe and you can have older sounding Joe. I mean, it's insane. We had young sounding Joe Biden say that he loved listening to the Morning Answer, and you wouldn't think that it wasn't him. You would think
you knew that was AI.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, we just needed it to say something, right?
Yeah, and, right. No,
so we had, the Trump one was not as on point. Like, you could tell there was a little something weird with the Trump one. But,
you mean the way he sounded?
Yeah, the way the AI came out. But the AI young Joe Biden was like you were talking to him 30 years ago. It was crazy. It sounded just like him.
That's still like that today, like 30 years ago. Okay, so we are reviewing sometimes during this hour as the week begins when Jen is here with Jay and me, some of the things from the charts, the talk radio countdown from last week. And so the whole business of the war, the Russian-Ukrainian war, number 8 this past week. I noticed over the weekend that the Russians fired warning shots to stop a cargo ship that was traversing the Black Sea. So these warning shots were that apparently they were concerned, or they say that the manifest of the ship had been phonied up, that what was actually going on was armaments being sent in, and so they stopped the ship for inspection. The defense ministry in Moscow said that there were there were munitions. They sent an attack helicopter to land on the vessel. That certainly is a warlike movement. And you gotta wonder, when you look at some of the pictures coming from there, it's just the provocation and the stuff that keeps going on. You could play this game. You know, you've heard about war games, right? Playing war games.
Yep.
This stuff could go on forever and ever. These guys could be at it. Now, how long some of the breakaway states, think about history, how long were certain countries at war with other countries? It went on sometimes for decades and decades and decades. Russia said that the warship fired warning shots when the captain failed to respond to a request to stop. Now, the only question I have is to whether or not this is international waters, whether they were far enough out. I'm guessing they weren't, or the Russians wouldn't have dared. If you do that out, you know, that's a provocation. And as much as, you know, there's a lot of talk, well, we're going to go to war with you guys, you smart. Putin's a coward. He's a chicken. And so he only picked on the Ukrainians because he thought he could beat them, and time has certainly proven that wrong.
Yeah, he thought this whole thing would take 3 days top.
Yeah, right, yeah. So now,
but they're also, I think, enriching themselves at this moment. Like, I don't know. I just feel like they're in this holding pattern where now they figured out how to start profiting from it.
Right.
And so it's going to be ongoing. The fact that our munitions, like our guns, that we sent to Ukraine ended up in Africa? Like, how did they get to Africa?
They were sold, thank you, on the black market.
Right.
Yeah.
This
the dark
the kind
web.
Of stuff that makes people nuts. Ooh.
Yeah. So there's no, why aren't we watching them more carefully is the question, it seems to me, more closely guarding what is the present from you and me, in essence. Yep.
I'm anti-Putin. I don't want Russia to think they can just invade any country. But at the same time, you have to acknowledge the corruption that is breeding in Eastern Europe, particularly.
It's all over the Eastern European countries. Yep. Okay. Next up, the temperature of the water here. Back to this is related to what's going on in Hawaii, I suppose, because it's going on around the planet, and we have these people that are pounding the drum on global warming. Yes, it is a problem. Yes, the Earth is changing, and we can argue from now until the 12th of never about what's causing this. But the facts are that the temperatures are increasing in the water. And so will that intensify the hurricane season? That's the question. The people at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, say this season will likely be a strong one. They've been saying that, though, for the last two or three years, and it hasn't been. And they usually judge it by what happens at the beginning of the season, i.e. June 1st is the beginning, and it goes to November. But I love this. The news headline could be record-breaking. Do you realize what phony baloney headlines these are? It could be. Maybe. It's a possibility. Okay, so what does that do for everybody? What do you know for sure? What I know for sure is there's a hurricane in the Pacific Ocean that basically helped make the situation on the island as bad as it was because of the winds. The hurricane has stayed away out in the ocean. It's 200-300 miles away to the west of the Hawaiian Islands chain, but still that influenced what went on here. But that's a fact versus what they say. Now, the fellow who runs the National Weather Service says that, quote, there are new tools, a new hurricane model, new hurricane analysis and forecast system. And so with that, we can look into the outlook 7 days ahead of time to see whether, you know, there's going to be a problem or not. They can put the data in, and they can tell 7 days, they say, before an Atlantic storm develops. And because it's El Nino, this is something you and I, Jennifer, for years and years and years and years and years have talked about, El Nino versus La Nina. Yeah. This is an El Nino year. It was La Nina for the last 2 or 3 years. And so that may add to it. May, I'm looking at this, they say, it may be one of the factors to consider. Well, all of this stuff, do we have hurricanes in the fall on the east? Yep, we do. Florida Keys, who knows? The water there is like 100 degrees or something, right?
Stuff with Hawaii, though, it seemed like really the perfect storm.
It was, yeah.
I mean, I know it's really easy to just say, well, it was all global warming or all this, but you had weather models that surprised everybody because they thought the hurricane was going to be way far south. They didn't realize it was going to create that wind tunnel.
So that's the point I'm making you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
They made all of these prognostications, and they turned out not to be true.
Right, which happens how often? Like all the time, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
Then the other thing that I just heard is that Maui Electric now, I guess there are people who have come forward saying they saw the spark.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were concerned about how it got started. And so
I think
something we hear in California all the time. It gets windy, a spark, and then all of a sudden, there you go.
Well, you would have the story about this because this is what happened with the horrible fire up in Santa Clara. What was it? Three or four years ago. A complete creation of PG&E.
Yeah.
And the government, the collusion between the government of California and at that time Governor Brown.
Well,
and
the dirty secret is that Governor Brown in our state of California gave them limited liability on fire. So there was a cap in how much damage they would have to pay out. So instead of hardening their lines and their infrastructure, they said, well, it's worth it for us to just, if, you know, there's a catastrophe, pay the people off. And so they did that because the priority in the state was to do all these green initiatives. So they spent all their money and resources that they would have done in upkeep of lines on getting up to green initiatives. Now, I don't know much about Hawaii, but I know it's pretty darn liberal and down the road of climate change. I would wonder if the same thing is given, if they're saying, okay, get on the green wagon and make sure you have all of these things up to standard. Meanwhile, their infrastructure is falling apart.
Yep. Speaking of Florida and the heat, you see the story of the drivers pulling 32 cars out of a lake in Florida?
I did not.
This is the lake that is it joins the Miami International. Divers were searching for the family of some, a family that disappeared, and they found the family in the car, but then they found 32 other cars that are all involved in various cold cases. So the mob, when they want to get rid of somebody in Florida, they put them in the car, they kill them, and then they were dropping the cars in this lake. 32 cars discovered in this lake.
The water's rising.
Yeah. There you go.
Another delivery from Joey the Brick.
I want to know what you think of this. A lot of attention has been focused on Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, who says he doesn't think systemic racism exists. He's trying to make the doesn't he use the phrase woke supremacy
and turn that into a thing? He might. That sounds,
I think,
not out of line.
No. The focus on some of the concern about how slaves develop skills, that stuff in Florida that DeSantis wanted taken out of the curriculum and all the other stuff, the stuff about slavery. Scott did say there's no silver lining to it, which, of course, there is not. But there are people who say that he is a, what is the, wasn't it, not Tom Brown. Who is the
Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom, that was it. He's an Uncle Tom.
Yeah, because he happens to be a black person.
A black Republican.
Agrees with conservative principles.
Ooh, yeah.
The whore.
Well, Larry Elder was the same way.
Yeah, and they called him names, too.
Yep. So, is there a thing, he's been called a hypocrite by other, by both
the
Republicans and Democrats.
The reason they're calling him a hypocrite is why he's explaining his position, and that is...
Why should he have to?
Well,
that's
no, but his grandfather grew up picking cotton in the South. Mm-hmm. And so from his grandfather to his mother to now him, a sitting United States senator, that's an incredibly inspirational and powerful story. And so he's saying there is possibility in this country.
Yes, and that's the thing that I wanted to underscore here. The Democrats and the left-leaning media, like the Times and the Globe, all want to make this guy out to be somebody who should be ashamed of himself because he's a black Republican. Give me a break. 48 after here on Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Mm-hmm. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Familiar Rains. I was trying to think of what was the better word. It's not just a song. It's not a tune. It's the theme.
Notes,
yes. Here to note what's going on in the world of home improvement is Tom Kreitler. Tom at moneypit.com is his address. You want to send him a question. People listening to this program send questions all the time that only the master of the home. You know what? You can't use that anymore. I just remember.
No.
You're not supposed to use master at all. No. Master bedroom, can't use that anymore. You can't do any of that because it implies throwback to slavery. Anyway, the mister of the house is Tom Kreitler on the Money Pit. The Miz of the house is...
How about your handy friend Tom is here?
My handy friend Tom is here.
Projects.
Thank you very much. Nice job, Tom. Nice save.
Let me help dig you out here.
Thank you very much. I do that all the time, and I need help. That's why Jay is here. Okay. So our listener John says he has a small ranch-style home going back to the 60s. When he takes a shower, the hot or the cold water decreases and changes temperature. Uh-huh. Is that anything to do with the fact the house was built in 67? I think it's got something to do with something else, doesn't it?
No, it has to, back then we didn't have what's called a pressure balanced valve. And a pressure balanced valve does just that. So if you think about it, and this has happened to everybody, you know, you get in the shower and then somebody somewhere
go to a cheap motel,
flushes the toilet or does something, and then the temperature changes. It can either get, you know, screaming hot or screaming cold, but it's uncomfortable. And the reason that happens is because the volume of water, the mix, right, between hot and cold shifts. Well, what a pressure balanced valve does is it keeps the mix exactly where you set it, regardless of how much water pressure is coming in hot or cold. So if one temperature goes down, it brings the second one down equally so it doesn't change. So while the flow might change, it may become stronger or weaker, the temperature mix is not going to change. So new valves today are all pressure balanced valves, but if you have a house that was built in the 60s, the 70s, and even into the 80s, you may find that you don't have that kind of a shower valve, and that could be something you want to add the next time you do some plumbing work around the house.
Well, how about that? That's a great idea. I mean, I wasn't being facetious about going to cheap hotels. A lot of times you get into even some expensive hotels I've been in last year or so. You turn on the water, you set the temperature, you get in, and it either scalds you or freezes you because there doesn't this regulator you were explaining, apparently they don't have it.
Right.
One wonders. Maybe the bigger the hotel, the more pressure there is on the pressure.
Yeah. Well, what bothers me about hotels is not so much the pressure, it's the shower head. They usually have crappy shower heads that don't have the flow, and there's no reason for that today. You can have an efficient flower head. You can have an efficient shower head that will still, you know, give you a good shower without it just trickling out.
Let's talk about all the information that's available at MoneyPit.com. That's very helpful. Here's a teaser from the next episode of the Money Pit podcast about how to make over your kitchen. Can you do it yourself? Can you buy, or do you just put new facing on cabinets? What do people do to not spend a lot of money and make their kitchen look better?
Well, there's a lot of things that you can do. I mean, I wouldn't recommend refacing. It's a big project, and it's a complicated project, and it's one that requires a lot of carpentry skills. But, for example, I had a house that I did a kitchen in not too long ago, and you think, well, kitchens are, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000. Doug, I did this whole kitchen for under $5,000.
Really?
What I did was I tore out the old cabinets, and I used stock cabinets that were available from a home center.
Yeah.
And they looked pretty nice. You know, look, they're not maybe as durable or sturdy as ones that cost 10 times that much, but they were fine.
Yeah.
And the place looked good. And I changed the kitchen countertop. I changed the flooring. I painted it. I had some lighting. You know, and it looks great. And like I said, it cost me about a few $1,000. It didn't cost me the big major bucks that a lot of people think you have to put into a kitchen. So you don't have
A river of kitchen and bathroom contractors that go out and they come into your house and look around and, yep, we'll do that for $10,000 and the bathroom is $30,000. And, you know, by the time...
The pricing is based on their estimation of your wallet.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's how this stuff works.
You can get out of you.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so that's in the Money Pit newsletter. I'm sorry, the Money Pit podcast. Now, the newsletter has some refreshing kitchen cabinet stuff in it as well. Is this the same kind of info, or is it something
thorough? We get into different areas of it. But, you know, as we move into the fall, that's the big season for kitchen makeovers. Everybody wants to have their kitchen done for the holidays. I don't know why, but that's the season for kitchen makeover.
Yeah.
No, we talk about, we've got some top 10 tips to prevent mold in your house. That's a really popular post on the website.
MoneyPit.com/newsletter. MoneyPit.com/podcast, and Money Pit in general. Lots of helpful info. That's why Tommy is here. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.